This episode is brought to you by Charles Schwab. Decisions made in Washington can affect your portfolio every day. Washington Wise from Charles Schwab is an original podcast that unpacks the stories making news there. Listen at schwab.com/WashingtonWise.
Here's your money briefing for Tuesday, June 27th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. Nothing gets under consumers' skin like taxes and fees that drive up the prices of everything from food to airline tickets when it's time to check out. But research has shown that even when consumers know that companies will tack on extra charges, they're likely to just pay the bill and move on.
One of the things that happens is people complete their shopping process and it's much more expensive than they thought. And they just say, it's probably going to be like that everywhere. And they're not willing to stop and start over and go back and, you know, check if other places actually have better rates.
We'll talk to Wall Street Journal numbers columnist Josh Zumbrun after the break.
Technology can make the world better. At UST, we're building a future where people everywhere are empowered to live better lives.
It's transformation you can feel.
And you don't have to do it alone.
We believe in the power of technology to transform businesses and build a better world.
A series of experiments has shown that although consumers have voiced displeasure over taxes and fees tacked on to prices, in many cases, they have no problem paying them. Wall Street Journal numbers columnist Josh Zumbrun joins us with more. So Josh, in your column, you write that economists call the addition of taxes and fees drip pricing. Why do they call it that?
Drip pricing is the term that it kind of refers to the idea that you see this initial price, and as you go through the purchasing process, things are dripped onto it. You know, you get a fee, a service charge, an amenity fee, whatever it might be. You see these in obviously a lot of different industries applied in a lot of different ways. But the basic effect is that over time, as you go through the process of purchasing the product, you end up with a much higher price at the end than you started with.
Now, how is this different from tipping that's often added onto prices?
The common thing, obviously, is that you end up paying more than you expect. But there's two key differences. I mean, the one is that the drip pricing is really not optional in most cases. It's something that you have to pay, you know, if you want to buy those concert tickets, if you want to buy that plane ticket, whatever, you have to pay those fees. Whereas the tipping is, it's optional, right? I mean, you know, even at a restaurant, if you want to leave a 0% tip, you can. So one is the optionality. Two is the kind of emotional part of it that's involved, right? I mean, the reason you don't leave a 0% tip is that it's very rude.
All right, so back to taxes and fees. You discuss a series of experiments that focus on the psychology of consumers when facing tacked on fees. In one test, retailers included taxes and fees on a product's price tag pretty much to eliminate any surprise. How do consumers respond?
Right. So people hate hidden fees. I mean, I don't think there's any question about that, right? This is a very annoying practice. But here's the kind of problem from the perspective of retailers and companies is that when you try to be transparent about the prices, consumers actually, the way they act and the way they then purchase is they really hate that. And so one of the experiments, this is kind of a famous experiment in economics. They went to a grocery store and they said, hey, can we just put the full price on a handful of items? And the grocery store said, this is going to be a disaster. We don't really want you to do this to very many items, but you can do it on a few and we'll see what happens. And so they just took the price tags on items like hairbrushes and like a few personal items that weren't even big sellers. And they made the price tag say, here's the price, $5.99. After tax, this is going to be $6.50. That's the extent of the change. They did it on all the hairbrushes, right? And the entire category of hairbrushes, people bought about 10% less hairbrushes at the grocery store when they had to see what the full price was. And they surveyed people afterwards and they said, do you know what sales tax is? And they did. The people knew what the sales tax was. And they said, did you know sales tax applied to hairbrushes? Yes, we did. But when people were actually presented with that information as they walked through the aisles, it made them not want to buy hairbrushes anymore. So you have this problem where if the hairbrush industry agreed, hey, we want to always include our full prices, people would buy less hairbrushes than they would buy other stuff at the grocery store. It's a really powerful effect that people reject items when they see that full price.
Now, several years ago, the ticket reseller StubHub responded to how consumers felt about tacked on costs, and they did away with all hidden fees. How did that affect business?
They did a big marketing campaign saying no more hidden fees. What you see is what you pay. The first ticket price you see is going to be what you get at the end. So they thought we can really stand out and earn a lot of trust by not doing any hidden fees. And so for a couple years, they tried this. And consumers in practice hated it. Not only did they buy far less tickets, but they actually would buy not as good tickets too. So what StubHub eventually found is that when you do the hidden fees, people go to the site and they see these initial prices. They know these additional fees are coming, but they still kind of get in their head like, oh, I could buy much better seats. So they pick much better seats, they go through the process, they get the final price, it's much higher than that initial price. So they not only buy more tickets, but they buy better tickets when you use the hidden fees. And StubHub's business got so hurt by the transparency, their sales were down about 20%. It was a huge hit. And they had to abandon their effort to be transparent because they were just getting clobbered by consumers.
So what can consumers do to ensure they're actually getting the lowest price?
One of the most important takeaways is that it would be helpful if consumers were a little bit more willing to start the process over when they got to the end and they ended up with something that's much more expensive. One of the things that happens is people complete their shopping process and it's much more expensive than they thought. And they just say, it's probably going to be like that everywhere. And I've decided I really want this concert ticket. I've decided I really want to order this item, whatever it may be. And they're not willing to stop and start over and go back and check if other places actually have better rates. And so, I mean, there's two problems that come because people don't restart the search. I mean, one is that they don't go out there and identify the better price. Two is that companies don't get penalized for having done a huge amount of drip pricing. If consumers would get to the end of the process and reject it, you know, that would start showing up in companies' data and they would say, hey, this is a practice that isn't working. But that's not what companies see. They don't see people rejecting drip pricing in large numbers. And in fact, they see people rejecting transparent pricing in large numbers. And so it makes it very, very difficult for companies to offer people the transparent pricing that they think they want.
That's Wall Street Journal columnist Josh Zumbrunn. And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen for the Wall Street Journal.
ServiceNow is the intelligent platform that puts AI to work for people across every corner of your business, all in a single platform you can use right now. That's why the world works with ServiceNow.